Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor at Fraser Church, and we're so glad that you've joined us in this study of the book of Joshua. Our prayer is that this study equips you to live the victorious life that is offered in Christ. God bless.
This is Day 13 of Volume 2 of Joshua, Living the Victorious Life. Today's title is Just as the Lord Commanded. Corrie Ten Boom said, "Let God's promises shine on your problems." Our text today is Joshua 11, verses 16 through 20. It reads, "So Joshua took all that land, the hill country, and all the Negeb, and all the land of Goshen, and the lowland of the Arabah, and the hill country of Israel, and its lowland, from Mount Halak, which rises towards Seir, as far as Baal Gad, and the valley of Lebanon, below Mount Hermon. And he captured all their kings, and struck them, and put them to death. Joshua made war a long time with those kings. There was not a city that made peace with the people of Israel, except the Hivites, the inhabitants of Gibeon. They took them all in battle, for it was the Lord's doing to harden their hearts, that they should come against Israel in battle, in order that they should be devoted to destruction, and should receive no mercy but to be destroyed, just as the Lord commanded Moses." God never gives a command without a purpose. Every command of God comes with His perfect character and will to bring glory to His name. His directives give us divine direction. When obeyed, they give us heavenly protection. Joshua obeyed God's command in his present situation. Notice the key phrase in verse 20, "just as the Lord commanded Moses." Scripture didn't say, "just as God commanded Joshua." God gave his commands to Moses, and Joshua obeyed them. If God said it, that was all Joshua needed. It didn't matter to Joshua. The commands were given almost 40 years earlier. He didn't look at the commands of God and say, "well, I don't have to obey them because they were given to Moses, and he is dead." God's commands are never out of date. His mercies are new every morning, but his mandates never change. We live in a world full of people who want to rationalize their conduct and ignore God's commands. Our world has fallen prey to a mindset that believes, if it feels good, do it. Since when did our feelings trump God's commands? We don't even call our evil deeds sin anymore. We call them mistakes, errors, and shortcomings. We act like temptation is just something you fall into, and that transgressions are something God should overlook. We treat sin like it's okay because we think that God has no problem forgiving us. When we fall short of His glory, we act like it's just a temporary setback or a momentary indulgence. We forget that God gives us commands because He is the commander. God gives us mandates because He has a mission for us to live out. We need to remember that our sin is first and foremost against God. When we sin, we directly disobey His orders. Sin, at its foundational level, is a sign that we don't really love God as we should. Jesus told His disciples, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments." Our obedience has a direct correlation with how much we love God. Every parent knows that if your child consistently disobeys you but maintains that he loves you, there's a disconnect somewhere. Our Heavenly Father knows the exact same thing about His children. Paul said it in Romans 8:28, "And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to His purpose." Joshua knew obedience displayed his love for God, and he trusted that God knew best. He also knew that God would work for his good through his obedience. God will always keep his promises, but he fulfills them according to his own perfect will. Moses discovered the hard way that you could miss out on God's promises if you disobey his commands. Joshua knew why Moses didn't get to go into the promised land. He wasn't going to miss his opportunity to see God's promises fulfilled. So, while God can still work in spite of us, He would rather work through us to fulfill His promises and purposes. Don't let disobedience keep you from seeing all God's promises fulfilled. Learn from Joshua that God's commands don't lose their importance over time. They are as true and relevant today as when he first said them. Culture doesn't determine if they are obeyed. Popular opinion doesn't carry any weight with God. One day, when all is said and done, only one thing will matter: whether we did what God told us to do. Some questions to consider today. What is the significance of Joshua obeying God's commands to Moses? What excuses are you tempted to use to rationalize disobeying God's commands? What do the following character traits about God have to do with you keeping his commands? God is omniscient, which means he sees all and knows all. God is omnipresent, which means he is everywhere all the time. God is omnipotent, which means he's all powerful. What are your thoughts on the following quote and question by Pastor Craig Groeschel? I believe Christians often perceive obedience to God as some test designed just to see if we're really committed to him. But what if it's designed as God's way of giving us what's best for us? Pray with me. Lord, thank you for your commands. Teach us how to follow them thoroughly and completely. Show us how to have the faith that Joshua shows us in these chapters. Thank you for your word. In Christ's name, amen.